Time to act to rein in AI. Europe makes its move today. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain. Thanks for being back with us. Both the promise and the threat of AI is that it's set to provide the biggest shake-up to how we live and work in generations. Today, lawmakers in the European Parliament look to take on that twin challenge by trying to come up with some ground rules for how it can and can't be used right across the bloc. Potential discrimination is a key concern, particularly around AI's use in, say, decisions for things like loans and mortgages. As Marguerite Vestager, the EU's lead on competition and digital strategy, told the BBC's technology editor, Zoe Kleinman.
Before the legal obligations comes into force, we are trying to do sort of a broader international voluntary AI code of conduct. So I think first things first, a consensus among like-minded. And then I think also down the road, we'll need to take, of course, many more jurisdictions on board and eventually also to have a United Nations response.
That doesn't sound to me like anybody's going to be pausing AI anytime soon, like some of the experts have recommended.
You know, sometimes one can have that, oh my God, couldn't we just stop the world just a bit? I don't think that it is realistic.
What do you think is the biggest threat that AI poses?
I have listened a lot to those who said that there is a threat of extinction. Probably that may exist, but I think the likelihood is quite small. I think the AI risks are more that people will be discriminated. They will not be seen as who they are. AI will be everywhere, in everything we do. You know, your hairdresser will use AI to suggest you another way of doing your hair.
I look forward to that.
For the farmer, there will be AI to give advice. Is it today you should harvest or should you wait a bit? It will be pervasive.
Do you think there's a good chance that people will try to use it to influence the next elections?
There's definitely a risk, and there is a risk that sort of the criminal sector digitalizes much faster than the rest of us. So it's really important that also our police, our intelligence services, that they are fully on top of that. Because when you have, you know, voices that sound as human voices, if your social feed can be scanned to get a thorough profile of you, you know, the risk of being manipulated is just enormous. And if we end up in a situation where we believe nothing, then we have undermined our society completely.
That's the EU Commissioner Marguerite Vestager speaking to the BBC's Zoe Kleinman there. Well, let's get you up to speed with the markets this morning. Yeah, one more line on AI, actually. The French startup Mistral, run by a trio of former Meta and Google artificial intelligence researchers, has raised more than $110 million in its opening funding round. That's a European record, and it's for a company that's just 4 weeks old. Gives you a sense of the AI boom, doesn't it? Broadly positive start elsewhere in Asia and Europe. Seems to be a sense that after that inflation data with you in the US yesterday, that markets have a handle on what the Federal Reserve might do with interest rate policy today. The big stock market story of the week, though, is in Japan, where once again Tokyo's Nikkei was up around 1.5%. That's a 33-year high. Shares in Toyota and the tech-focused investor SoftBank top performers there. We're going to try and get into a bit of the whys on that before we leave you this week on the early edition of the Marketplace Morning Report. We're going to stick in Japan for now, though, and the country's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, has set out his plan to tackle the nation's declining birth rate. He says the ageing population is an urgent threat to the economy, the world's third largest, as the BBC's Will Leonardo explains.
Fumio Kishida has made encouraging childbirth a key pillar of his domestic policy. Presenting his measures to the country, he said this decade represented the last chance to tackle an existential problem. Childcare spending is to be doubled by the 2030s. Families will receive increased payouts and housing help, and childbirth expenses will be covered by insurance. Parental leave and flexible working will be encouraged. Mr. Kishida also vowed to challenge cultural attitudes, conceding that some viewed Japanese society as hostile to parenthood.
The BBC's Will Leonardo there. Yasmin Lahri is a groundbreaking architect in a field traditionally dominated by men. She was, in fact, Pakistan's first female architect. She works right across South Asia, where climate change, natural disasters and economic constraints can create specific challenges for her work. The BBC's Tim Frank spoke to her about a project for the Pakistani government in the 1970s.
the needs of women were the ones that I had to cater for because they're the ones who spent most time in those dwellings. Whenever you're building for marginalized sections, you have very little space at your disposal because costs are high. There would be only two rooms, but then I wanted to have open-to-sky terraces, which could be done with little cost but also added more living space. And that I'd learned from my old town, Lahore, which is a fantastic medieval city. That meant that women were able to do many things on the outside. And this is what's amazing about my whole country. You can do your living outside. And that kind of space was very useful. So when they asked me if you're going to put us into these multi-story buildings, I said, well, each one of you will have a courtyard, an open-to-sky terrace. And they said, where will our chickens grow? So I said, your chicken will be there and your vegetables you can grow and your children will play there. And that's what sold it actually to the people.
You have made it a point through your building to create social spaces for women that are away from the house.
In my country, women are marginalized. They really have no voice. Architecture, it's a tool to give them agency. The way that they can then start operating in a more comfortable manner and they have dignity in what they do. Architecture has to do more than just building, but creating a way for people to have a dignified life.
Chickens with a View, Lasmine Lahri, speaking to the BBC's Tim Frankster, and I've been Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.